AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Shipments have arrived in some parts of the country to start vaccinating kids under 5 against the coronavirus.
All right, let's be really still.
Deep breath. Remember that little boy this morning?
In Lexington, South Carolina, 3-year-old Fletcher Pack got his first shot. His mom was holding him. Roughly 18 million children will be eligible, but it remains to be seen how many will ultimately get the vaccines. There are two choices for kids under 5, Moderna or Pfizer. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha was asked which one is better.
What I say to parents is we're lucky to have two choices. They're both exceedingly safe. They're both effective. If you really, so either one is fine. If you, there's some nuanced, subtle differences, you can talk to your family physician or pediatrician about them.
Jha was on ABC's Good Morning America. President Biden is planning a trip to Germany and elsewhere, and speaking to reporters in Delaware, the president was asked if the trip will include a stop in Ukraine.
That depends.
On what?
On a lot of things relating to whether or not it causes more difficulty for Ukrainians, whether it distracts from what's going on, but I've been meeting with Zelensky, and I've talked with him almost at least 3-4 times a week.
A court in Japan has ruled the country's ban on same-sex marriage does not violate the Constitution and rejected demands for compensation by 3 couples in Japan who say their right to free union and equality has been violated. China says it has successfully intercepted a missile in flight in a test of an anti-ballistic missile system that could improve its defenses as it presses its territorial claims. The defense ministry gave no details but said the test was purely defensive in nature. The missile interception test comes as China has been escalating threats against the self-governing island of Taiwan. It's also been asserting its claims to much of the South China Sea. This is AP News. 2 more mass shootings in major cities.
In D.C., a 15-year-old boy was shot dead and 3 adults, including a police officer, were wounded in a violent incident at a musical event about 2 miles from the White House. Mayor Muriel Bowser said this.
Somebody used a gun. And a child is dead.
She was heard there on WJLA-TV in Washington. A shooting early Monday morning at a gathering in Harlem. Police in New York City.
There were a total of 9 people shot, 2 females and 7 males. A 21-year-old male was transported to Lincoln Hospital, where he was pronounced deceased.
No immediate word on suspects or motives in either shooting. I'm Rita Foley.
His office says British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had an operation on his sinuses under general anesthetic. His spokesman says the 58-year-old prime minister was back at his 10 Downing Street home and resting after the routine procedure. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.